Time for today's daily devotional, and this week we're talking about change, and today we're talking about being brave in the battle, becoming fierce through the fire. Our scripture focus comes from Deuteronomy 3:22. Do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God himself will fight for you. Yep, change has a way of shaking us loose from the familiar. It moves us out of comfort, sometimes into confrontation with people, sometimes with our own fears, but every storm we face holds opportunity to uncover something fierce within us. Not harsh, not bitter, but bold, grounded, and unshakable. Because enemies don't always come with swords. Sometimes they come with criticism, rejection, and silence. And sometimes they're voices that say, you're not enough. Let me tell you about Jordan. Jordan worked pretty hard. Showed up early, stayed late, gave every task full effort. But no matter what he did, it never seemed to be enough. A manager once said to him, you're good, but you know, you're just not leadership material. In friendship, they felt overlooked. In family gatherings, his accomplishments were barely acknowledged. And over time, that message really just embedded itself deep down into Jordan's heart that he wasn't good enough. And one night, after a particularly hard week, he sat in the car exhausted and on the verge of tears, and the thought came to him, but not on his own. It was quiet and steady, like a whisper into his soul, and said, you are chosen, you're equipped, you are mine. And Jordan pulled out a sticky note right then and there and wrote down on a sheet of that sticky note, I'm not good enough. And then he drew a big, thick black line through it. Now, underneath it, he wrote, truth, I am called and qualified by God. And I have what I need because he is with me. Now, he stuck that note on the dashboard and every morning read it out loud, even when he didn't believe it yet. And something began to shift in him. It wasn't overnight, but little by little, the truth started to replace the lie and confidence returned. Not arrogance now, but God-given courage, because fierce doesn't always look like shouting. Sometimes it looks like speaking the truth in the world that keeps on trying to shut you down. Now, Jordan's story may be something similar to yours. It's definitely a lesson to be learned here. I've struggled with the same thing. People told me for years, you won't make it in broadcasting because you're female. But I did. And it's a reflection, because being fierce doesn't mean fighting back with fists. It means standing in the truth and filled in the spirit, unmoved by fear. And everyone you see is going through something. It may be personal or something at work, maybe at home. It may be emotional, invisible to us, but present to them. And we all need to stand up and be fierce in faith, because you are a child of God. That means you are not powerless and you are not weak, but you are fierce even when your voice shakes. So today, write down a lie that you've believed about yourself. It could have been something from childhood. Then cross it out and write God's truth in its place and say it out loud. Let your own ears hear the strength in your voice. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, we know that you see the battles that we're facing, and some from others, some from within, some from when we feel unworthy or maybe not even enough, but you remind us of your truth that you created each of us on purpose, with purpose. Help us stand in that identity, not with pride, but be bold, be unshakable in confidence in you today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.